Good morning, everyone. It's about 8:45 probably on the 11th of February, Wednesday. And I've got a little dog following me around and he's going to the vets to have an operation, to have a dental. And I think he needs a lot doing on his mouth because they told me a while back that he needed some treatment on his teeth. I'm sure he's going to have several teeth out. I've been putting it off. Mostly because I'm really worried about it, but now he's 12 and a quarter and I don't really want to leave it any longer because anaesthetic is not, you know, can be harmful, and I don't want to leave it any longer. I'm probably not going to boo going to the vets. I might do picking him up, but anyway, I'm feeling a bit anxious. I've got a cup of tea, but I should have had chamomile. It's ordinary, and I don't know if I've got time to drink it. He's following me around. I can't feed. He obviously can't eat this morning because he wasn't allowed anything after 10 last night. Well, the water's fine. It actually also means I'm not really able to feed Niall until I get back from the vets because I'm frightened I might drop a bit of food on the floor and he might pick it up or something. Or he might go and start eating out his bowl. He won't, but I just don't want to. And also, it's not really fair because he can't have anything and he's probably hungry. So, no, I'll have to wait a little bit this morning, but it won't kill him. I'm afraid he'll be fine. Actually, I think I'm going to give him his bone today. So, I think I'm going to give him, he's got a bone, so he can have it today. Because I don't think we're going to be going out anywhere. Pinky's crying to come out, and again, I'm just filling my bottle of water that I always take with me in my bag. I've got a new bottle every so often, I chuck them out and get a new one. I'm actually feeling a bit stressed because I'm worried. I'm sure he's going to be fine, but he's very, very anxious about going to the vets. He hates going, and he hates being separated from me. And I hate leaving him there. I'm hoping that they might give him his pre-med and let me sit with him until he's relaxed, and then they can take him away and he won't really mind. That's what they did. They did with him when he was neutered, but that was when he was a baby. You know, he was 6 months old. That was a long time ago, so they've done that with me. They've done that with my other dogs in the past, my guide dogs as well. You'll have to wait till I get back, Shinky Shank. It's a very grey, miserable day again today, like yesterday. Even though I can't see, I know when the sun's out, obviously. I can feel it. Sometimes I can see it, see the brightness. Not all the time, but I can definitely feel it. When it comes into this room, it lights up the whole room. And when it's overcast and like it was like misty and horrible and just damp and the cold that gets into your bones yesterday, it was just kind of, oh, I don't know, you can feel it. You don't have to be able to see to know that it's the most miserable day. If you know, and my mum said it's really awful you look out there if you could see it. I said, don't have to see it, Mum. I know. And everybody I've spoke to seems to have had a bad day. People on Audio Boom, my mum, you know, everyone hasn't had a great day yesterday, so let's hope that it's better today. Connor's staying home. It's his first. He's been working for 3 years now, not at the same place, but it's the first day he's ever had off sick. And like before Christmas, he worked weeks on end without a day off, with no, you know, no weekends, no days off. It's the first time he's ever had a day off sick. So he's really not well to do that. So he's got tomorrow off anyway, so hopefully he will be better by Friday. Ronan's home. He went to his dad's. Well, he went to sort out the passport thing yesterday. Came home in the evening. Obi's at work. I'm hoping Obi will come with me to pick Lammy up. because then he can go to the co-op and get some chish or ficking. Oh, don't tell me it's going to be another day like yesterday. Fish or chicken. Because, you know, after an operation, they say to give them something light. And I was going to do a Tesco's order, but I didn't get round to it last night, so I'll do that for tomorrow instead. Otherwise, it's going to have to be me going up there with my cane, which I'm not very happy about, because I can't really take two dogs in a taxi. The only time I've ever done that, well, I didn't do it, my mum did, was when we'd had the fire and all my family came down here and we had to go to the hospital. We were carted off in an ambulance and my mum took my two dogs to her house in a taxi. And a cat. I think she took one of the cats as well, actually. I can't remember. Anyway, they were good about it then. But this morning they are. I said, I've got a small dog, my small dog. They've taken me loads of times. They said, what kind of dog is it? I said, it's a poodle, a toy poodle. They said, oh, all right, that's okay. And I thought, well, I wonder what wouldn't be okay. Well, what dog are they going to refuse to take? A small dog, maybe a Jack Russell? I don't know. The kids are all out in the playground. Be quiet, Pinky. I'm sorry, you can go out. I'll open the back door when I come home. But I'm not going to go out and leave. The kids are in bed, so I'm not going to go out and leave the door open when they're asleep. The thing is, I would leave her in the house when I go out, but because I'm not going to be gone that long. But she's in and out. She wants to go. She often wants to go back in. So she'll be, the minute I've gone out the door, she'll probably be crying to go back in her room, and no one's going to hear her. So oh, don't sound so sorry for yourself, Shink. Yeah, I know. The kids are still out in the playground. I've ordered my taxi for 9. The kids are still in the playground. I can just about hear them through the patio doors and her shrieking. So they go in at 9:10, so it gives me some idea. And I'll probably get a text message when my taxi's on its way, which I haven't had yet. Oh, there goes the bell. Don't know if you caught that. Probably not with a double blazing. And I'm at the other end of the room. He might do. So that means it's 10:02. They should be sending when my... Oh, shut up. Notification in a minute. I haven't got a set time to be there. I think they said between... I don't know, around before 10, I think. But I wanted to get it over with early because I'm on 10 to hooks. So when I come back, I'll give Niall just a tiny little bit of food this morning with his tablet in, and then I'll give him his bone. Pardon me. Oh, I'm sorry, folks. That's really rude. I'm sorry. My clock stopped. Oh, no. Hold on. Okay, sorry about that. Connor just got up for a wee and I did not want that on my public audio boo. Yeah, well, I do. It was really loud and really long. This is a public one. Excellent. So no swearing on it, please. No, Connor. Have you rung in sick yet?
Yeah.
What did they say? Oh, look at him. He doesn't know. He doesn't. Does it? Do you think you ought to go to the doctors? What do you mean it hurts to breathe?
Like to take a deep breath.
What, it aches? Yeah. Is it like that all the time? Sometimes it's just wind when you get that. Do you think I ought to try and get you an appointment?
No.
You can breathe though, you're not out of breath. Oh dear. It's a typical man. Take some of those Nurofens. Pardon you.
I'm so sick of being so sweaty.
Well, open your window a little bit.
It's not going to help. Like, I wake up and I'm literally drenched and I have to towel myself off.
Oh, that's really horrible.
Several times during the night. And my bed, my sheets are just... It's like I've wet myself.
Have you had a TB injection?
I don't know.
I think you... I can't remember. I think they tested you and you didn't need one. No, I don't...
TB, have I?
No, I doubt it.
Fucking hope not. I mean...
That is one of the signs, though.
What, being really sweaty?
The night sweats. But I'm sure it's a sign of a lot of other things as well.
I've had it every night. Since Saturday.
You're going through the change, love.
That's not funny.
It's your first day off ever.
No, it's horrible.
I'm trying to think what to make you feel better. At night, maybe you don't need to put a quilt over you, put like a just something thin.
Then I'm really cold.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then I'm really cold because I'm wet with sweat.
Yeah, I know. Did you take any paracetamols or anything before you went to bed?
No, I took something in the middle of the night.
Oh, did that help?
No.
Well, if you know better tomorrow, I think we ought to ring the doctors. Because you... Well, no, you know, I don't think it's anything... It's, you know, it's probably just like flu.
Great, excellent. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, no. Was Rosie like this?
I'm not sure it was as bad as this.
Oh, Connor. I hope we don't all get it. Because, you know, I had the flu jab, but... They said it's only protecting 3% of people this year because they have to guess... Which virus is going to be, and they got it wrong. They
have to
estimate which virus is going to be the most common, you know, outbreak. And apparently they got it wrong this year. So only 3% of the flu jabs only beneficial to 3% of people. And I thought, I bet I'm not one of them.
Excellent.
They have to predict, you see. I suppose they usually get it right. I don't know.
I feel a bit better now.
Oh, what is this idiot aimlessly walking around with his rings hanging out of his mouth for? He thinks he's coming out with me. You're not coming out with me today, mate. You are. I'm not, Mumma. What are you talking about? Where are we going then, Mumma? To the park? To the vets. Oh, Niall, please, I don't feel like that this morning, mate. I haven't got the energy. I'm too preoccupied. I'll give you a bone when I get back. Oh, he's sitting next to me now. Oh, be quiet. You can come out when I get back. Don't harass me. It's 9 o'clock and they haven't said they're on their way. Oh, it did say it. Oh, dear. I better get my coat on. I don't know. It's not an appointment. You just have to take them there before 10.
God.
What? Are you worried?
What are you worried?
Oh. Can you get my stick out of that drawer, please? One of those drawers, my cane's in there. I managed to drink my tea anyway. Get my coat on. I think my coat's upstairs. Thanks. No, I'm really feel anxious.
Why?
Oh, because I'm worried about leaving. I hate leaving him. You know what he's like. He hates the vets.
All dogs hate the vets.
They don't. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Nicky didn't.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
He absolutely hates it. He hates going in the car, even, because he knows that's where he's going. I love Freya's. Take your pick. Which is worse, the vets or
Freya's? Where I'd rather go.
Huh?
I know where I'd rather go.
What, the vets? Yeah, well, you've got cause to worry. Right, I'm just going up to get my coat. Oh, dear.
crossing on the stairs this morning. Get your lead on now. Oh dear. Do I need to go to the toilet? Have I got time to go to the toilet?
Pause this, I don't really think I do, but... Oh, I'm stressed, as you can tell. Your taxi has been dispatched. The vehicle's close. Pause
report. I'm so close, let's have a nice break.
Well, I hope it is.
It won't be nice.
It will be nicer than it is now.
Yeah,
Lammy, come and get your lead on. He's not very excited about it. He's putting his paws up on my lap. Keep still. Now, where's this taxi? Let me get my bag. My bag, my stick, my phone. Okay. What do you mean I look pathetic? Oh no, I'm worried. Right, folks, I'll let you know when I get back how it went. Don't laugh, Connor. What's funny about it? He's sitting there. He doesn't even know what's going on. Have I paused it or what? No, I haven't. Oh, go away. Stop shaking. All right. What's this usual morning traffic?
There's temporary lights down by the little mini roundabout.
God.
Bit of a
pain. What for?
No idea.
They probably haven't either.
Just for a laugh.
Yeah, probably. Just to piss everybody off. Oh, was he?
Did you want to wait for the results on that?
I might as well. How long is it going to be?
About 15 minutes.
Yeah, that I will, yeah.
Popping
back. Has he hasn't had the pre-med yet, has
no,
he?
No, not yet.
We'll you see what the results first. Yeah. Okay. Did they shave your leg? Did you shave his leg? No, doesn't look like it.
Kiss, did you shave his leg?
No, I don't think they did.
No, on his neck.
On his neck.
Oh, his neck. Oh, lamb, it's okay. You're going to be feeling nice and relaxed in a minute. You are.
How much is the collar?
You've
got
it,
haven't
you?
To have a collar, actually, it's about £2-3 on his size, but yeah, he'll have to have a
collar. Oh, dear. I don't know who's more stressed, me or you.
Oh, it's a 200.
Oh dear, someone's not happy.
Thank you. Where's that lamby gone?
He's here.
We're going to take him through for his pre-med. Did you want to sit with him while that has
yes,
effect?
Yes, please,
well,
yeah. How was the blood test? All, are they all right, the blood test?
Pete's going to have a chat with you in a second.
Okay. Well, that doesn't sound very good.
I think they're okay, because we're going to do pre-med in
okay.
So,
see you in a minute.
Come on, gorgeous.
And he's deaf. I forgot to say that.
Oh, is he?
If you try and call him and he doesn't respond, it's because he can't hear anymore.
And we've got his previous vet records now. Unfortunately, his vaccines have lapsed.
Okay.
So he needs to start them again. Yeah, they came here and at Pets at Home as well. But we've got all his... Yeah, we've got all their details now. So, yeah, she's a lady that comes in quite a bit.
She's got nine dogs or something.
Yeah, she does come in quite a bit. So, yeah, I'll give you the phone number, you contact the Microchip Register to get that changed over. Yeah, I'll get you all of that. She said I can give you all of that.
I'll sort with all that.
Get his vaccines restarted.
I'll ring up
and
do it all.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So, Lambie, did you want to come through while I chat about the
Okay. Okay, thanks.
You right?
Yeah.
Okay. The table's just in front of you.
Okay, thanks.
So, essentially, the prime dots are really good. There's one enzyme that's slightly raised. It's one of the liver enzymes.
Oh, dear.
It could mean lots of different things.
Not what?
Like Cushing's. Which is a syndrome where the body just produces a bit too much steroid.
Okay.
So that then causes the elevation. But it's not...
not really bad.
When you look at liver enzymes increased, if they're 5 to 10 times increased, that's when you start thinking, oh, there might be something serious going on. This is about 2.5 to 3 times increased. So it's not up there yet, but it might get that way. We just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel very safe going ahead with an anaesthetic today. You could always get like an ultrasound scan done or do some further testing.
Yeah, maybe I'll get that done when he's recovered from this.
Right, okay. I'm happy with that because I know that teeth can also cause infection problems.
Yeah,
in the body.
I know.
I think they need doing.
And I've been putting it off because I've been worried about it. And now I know that when he's got to this age, I don't want to put it off any longer. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't want him to be like 15 and having it done.
The one suggestion that we could also make is, we could pop Lammy on some fluids, through the op, which would be really nice to do, because I think this dental is going to take
a
moderate sort of time.
Yeah.
And the fluids will just help maintain blood pressure and just
help with the anaesthetic. Have you looked at them again today?
Oh, yeah. They're
awful, aren't they? I mean, his breath is absolutely horrendous.
Yeah.
Yep, it is. We can smell it, can't we? Well, it'd be nice when people don't keep going, oh, go away.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll pop Lammy on a drip a bit later and do the dental. But are you going to stay with Lammy for a little bit
longer? I'll stay with him till he's relaxed a bit.
So maybe stay with him another 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes.
And then when he's a bit out of it, I'll go.
And then do a repeat blood test in about a month then.
That's four, six weeks.
And then we can have a look at it, see if it's getting worse or staying the same and discuss further testing then, can't we?
Yeah.
Right, I'll carry him back out for you.
Thank you.
Hopefully there's a sea breeze still.
It's quite busy out there now.
Yeah.
Thanks. Oops. Right,
that's just the...
Right
there.
My back where I was, yeah. Okay,
thanks. Come on, Lammy.
Come on.
Yeah, mate. How long does it take to take effect? About 15 minutes or so. I'll keep popping out to keep an eye on him and then I'll get him when I feel he's ready.
Yeah, you'll be calming down, won't you? Lammy's still shaking, aren't you? Still shaking. Aren't you? Come on, pre-med, hurry up and take effect. I want to go home and have your breakfast.
Did we decide on a bone?
Yeah, bone, yeah. Come on, Lam.
Three tablets once a day for five days, and then two tablets every other day. And it is 27.41. Thank you. Do you need a printed in there?
Settle down, Lamb. Come on.
What it might be worth doing, it probably could be nothing, but if you're concerned, it might be worth just bringing up to your post-op chair just to make sure that wound is okay. But there's no, it's not open anyway. Is she wearing a buster collar? Yeah. Okay, so you're going to have to go to
thank you. Just so we can have a quick look at the wound, just to make sure that it hasn't opened up or... So it might be worth doing that. Right, let's have a look. Let me get it from now. Are you able to bring her down today? Yeah, when would be the best time for you? That's okay. That's all right, am I? Oh.
Oh, mine's 12. He's in for a dental. I'm worried sick.
Well, he keeps he's a Westie. He's always rubbing his ears.
Yeah.
The last 2 days he's been shaking it a lot. And last night he's actually, he's been like leaning to one side.
Oh.
He lets me do anything to him, but I'll go near it and he just nips me now.
Well, I suppose it hurts.
It is hurting.
Yeah.
Lamb.
He's still shaking a little bit. I think he's, he's still shaking. Still panting, aren't you?
Oh, in the morning, sorry. 10 o'clock? Rogers, I'll just go and sort this label out for you. Do you want me to write down on card for you at that point?
Yeah.
Naomi, why don't you forget to shake?
And it's £2.94 for today. Seems silly, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, we'll have plenty of change.
Okay. So I just need to confirm that. Yeah, it's one. Because in the owner said that half a tablet, but I need to confirm that. Yeah.
Oh, Lamb, what are we going to do with you, eh?
That's all right. So that's it.
And completely rewrite that, yeah.
Stop that now. Come on. Tooth, tooth. Stop it, tooth, tooth. Lamy. Oh, he's forgotten to shake. Oh, no, he hasn't.
Sorry,
lean on my shoulder. Let me give him a kiss. Love you. Look after him, won't you?
As soon as he's in recovery, I will call you.
Okay.
As soon as.
What? You don't know what sort of time it'll be.
Depends on how long the actual procedure itself takes. It takes anything between about half an hour to an hour.
Yeah.
Depending on how if he's deeper quite bad or
they are.
So it might take a little more, but as and then we tend to like to renew as soon as they are semi awake.
Yeah.
And so you could be looking at him time for about 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Possibly. But as soon as he's in recovery, I'll give you a call.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Okay.
I'll look after him, won't
we? We will do. But what I'll do is I'll take him through and I'll get him on a drip for you. And we can see what's going in him.
Okay.
All right.
All right, then. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Okay, don't worry. I'll speak to you later.
All right. Thanks.
See you in a bit.
Oh, dear. He's gone. Right, I'm home, finally, after 2 hours at the vets. Hello, Niall! Hello! Hello! Good boy. What you got there? Your cushion? You got your cushion? I bet you're wondering where Lammy is. You'd be barking by now if he was here, wouldn't you? Eh? You got your cushion? Right, breakfast time. I feel a bit sick, actually. I think it's worry. Okay, I need a coffee.
I can't believe I was there. Let me wash my hands first. 2 hours. Mind you, it was my choice, but. Oh. Right, Niall, I'm going to give you your breakfast, make myself a coffee. It's leftover rubbish up on the side like that, really. Okay. Whoops. Get the dishwasher on as well. Are there any croissants left in here? Because I didn't have any of them. There's a tea cake. I think everyone's had the croissants. I haven't had the tea cake, so I'm going to put it in the oven and warm it up. Yay. I'm very stressed out about Toof Toof. As you can probably imagine, that's just my fuse box screaming. You've put me on. Okay. Niall's breakfast. He's going to have a very small amount. Actually, I want to give him it in a smaller dish than that. No, I'm not. Okay. Yeah, so as you will have heard, the vet said that Lammy's liver results weren't great. But I want to get over today and get that all sorted out. And then in a month, as I suggested, I'll be back in a month. And get it checked again. And take it from there, really. That's all I can do. I'm not going to start worrying unnecessarily. I'm a bit worried, but I've got today to get through first. And I'm actually relieved I didn't cancel it, because I didn't think of it, but I have been known to do stuff like that. With myself, mainly, not with the dogs, but all the animals. Chevy boy. Come, big fat Chevy! Oh, you're not fat. Sit. Good God. Right, a cup. I bet I've got no cup. Oh, there's a cup that I like for my coffee. Now, I probably ought to have a tea with a tea cake, but actually I think I will have tea. Never mind. I might have a coffee later. I'm going to have tea. I did think of going to Greg's, but I haven't been out so long and now I haven't had any breakfast. And I've decided not to. I've got a driver coming home, he's Chinese. He's been in this country a long time, but he told me that he was nice, but he told me that people have got preconceived ideas about immigrants. He said he ran British Gas because he was out of work and he hadn't paid 2/4 of his bill. It was £600 and he was just about to start work 5 months ago doing minicabbing, which is obviously what we're doing now. And he told me, he asked them if he could have a payment plan, you know, and they said, are you on benefits? And he said, no, I've never claimed benefits in my life and I don't need to go on them now, I'm about to start work. So they said, oh, sorry. because you're not on benefits you can't claim. And he said he blew up and he said, if I was from Nigeria or Eastern Europe, we'd bend over backwards to accommodate me. And the woman said, don't be racist. He said, you stupid cow, how can I be racist? I'm a foreigner myself. And she cut him off, unsurprisingly. But actually, I think he was being a bit racist. Because, maybe not racist, just ill-informed. I don't know about Eastern Europeans, but certainly Nigerians. If you're not on benefits, they can't give you a payment plan. But if you're from Nigeria, you can't get benefits unless you've been in the country for 5 years. So, they've got preconceived ideas about these things. So if he had been a Nigerian, no, he wouldn't be able to get a payment plan because, like with Obi, he wouldn't be able to claim benefits for at least 5 years. And then, well, he might be able to, but just the same as anybody else. But if he was between jobs and he didn't claim benefits, he still wouldn't be able to get a payment plan like this man. He was a nice man, don't get me wrong. But they just have preconceived ideas about what foreigners are entitled to. Now, in the freezer, I have a bone. It's right at the bottom where it's wrapped up. It's in double packaging. I'm going to give it to this dog of mine. I hate touching it. I don't really like giving it to him frozen, but people people fill up their Kongs with dogs' Kongs with stuff and give it to them from the freezer. So I don't think this is any different. To be honest, I wouldn't want a Kong in my fridge that's been in my dog's mouth or my freezer. So this is at least wrapped up. Doubly wrapped up. I always think that's a bit gross myself. Niall, sit. Look what I've got for you. I need to wash my hands again. It's like an ice lolly bone. It's a big one, it's very a big leg bone. A beef leg bone. Poor bullock. Just washing my hands with antibacterial. I'm sure this audio booth is going to run out in a minute. Lammy never stopped shaking, really. Poor little Lammy. Right. What on earth is this on this plate? Looks like the remains of Tommy's dinner from last night. Which isn't much. I need to get something. Oops. Good gracious. Good gracious. Let's get this done for me. Okay, cereal bowls and whatever. Did tip over and some of it went on the side. It didn't, it splashed on the side. It slipped. Gracious me. Let's get this darn show on the road. I've ordered the dogs new tags for their collars. They come from a company, so they won't be here for about a week. I mean, they're not. What I mean is when I say they come from a company, they're not from the vets. I've got them both blue ones, and they've got bone designs on them, but Lambs is what they call a smarty one, because it's kind of domed. It's not a flat disc. It's small, and I've got a great big one, which has got a bone on it. And I didn't get their names put on it, because I don't agree with that. But I did get my phone number, my address, the number of my house and the road, and the postcode and my mobile number. That's all that you really need, I think. Anything else to go in here? Another bloody plate. Good gracious me. Actually, I might as well wait before I put this on to have my... Alright, I don't think I picked up Lamy's dish last night.
I didn't.
Anyway, I am a bit worried, to say the least. It's done now. I can't take it back. Let's see if this... Let me see how many minutes I've got left on this. Mean to say I have to fill it, but probably I will. Let's see. I can't hear Niall chewing his bone. He must be licking it. That's what he does. Yeah, that'll do. That will do my tea cake. I forgot to cut it in half first, which is what I normally do. Okay, I'll cut it in half now then. Which is just as easy. Okay, a bit of butter on it. Just hope that little lamb's going to be okay. A little toof. I've got stuff to do around the house now. Got some washing on. Very nice. Recovery from there for Lammy rather than getting the fish or chicken. It's Hill's special diet. At least I know that way that it's got everything in it that it should have, and it's not got extra salt and stuff that's going to be bad for him when he's just had an anaesthetic. Plus, it saved me having to go to the cark. Folks, I guess I ought to upload this now. I like those tea cakes. They were the ones someone gave Obi at a station. And he brought them home. They're quite nice. Is your bone nice, Niall? Seems really strange here with that tup-tup, toof-toof.
Very strange. It's eerily weird. Not nice. There's a lot of fruit in these tea cakes. Dried fruit, obviously. It seems weird to think at one time the free account was 3 minutes. What can you really record in 3 minutes? Not much. Ten minutes with a free account is much better. Let's go and let them out. Could defrost his bone before I give it to him, but don't really want to put it everywhere and have it all leaking. 2 minutes and 18 seconds. And then we buy them frozen. Good morning. Is anyone on the boiler? Because I don't want to shut this door. No one's on the boiler. I'm going to see if there's anyone in their new little house. I wonder if Chantelle's in there. Hello, Wackaboo-boo. Chantelle, are you in the house? No. Okay. Let's open the door and let you all out. Go on then, boys and girls. Oh, boy and girls. It's cold out there. Oh, it's nice and warm in here, though. Are you coming out here, Pink? Pinky Ponk? Come in. You don't have to, you can go out the other way. Let's put this dishwasher on. I'm kicking dog toys everywhere I go. Okay. Excuse me. The end of this box of dishwasher tablets. This is fascinating. No, it's not. I've got one more wash. These cheaper ones, I'll put two tablets in. And then I'll move on to it. I always look out for special offers on the dishwasher tablets. If there aren't any, I buy Tesco's 4-in-1 or 5-in-1, which actually are pretty adequate, but I always put two in just to be safe. And my best ones are the ones I like the best. And the finished quantum ones, they're like a gel. If I can get them on special offer, I will always get them. And I did, but I haven't started using them yet. Which is very fascinating, I'm sure. Oops, why is it this button? Oops, I didn't mean to press it twice. I don't think it makes any difference. Now, I can go and drink.